Hello, this is Climate and Community, Maine Voices for Action, with a Climate to Thrive. This five-minute weekly program will illuminate stories of climate courage, solutions, and resilience-building action, with a focus on communities leading the way right here in coastal Maine. I'm your host, Brianna Cunliffe. Solar, for many Mainers, is more promising now than ever, and it's about to get $62 million worth of investment to make it even more so. Through arrays of various shapes and sizes, municipalities, schools, homeowners, churches, and more have made strides towards energy independence while saving on energy costs. In recent years, the amount of solar in Maine has grown sevenfold. A recent study released in April by the Public Utilities Commission also confirmed that solar programs are a good bargain for Maine ratepayers, finding that for every $1 spent on these programs, ratepayers receive $1.29 in benefits. But there are still barriers to the widespread adoption of solar power, especially for those without the resources to pay upfront costs or the access to necessary credit for paying over time. This pattern, which has been communicated by nonprofits, citizen climate advocates, contractors, municipal leaders, and so many others through the Distributed Energy Stakeholder Group, directed by the Maine Legislature, and through many other venues, informed the state's proposal for how best to make use of federal funds to make sure that all Mainers can participate in our clean energy future. This April, it was announced that the Maine Governor's Energy Office has received a $62 million grant award to provide financial and technical assistance, enabling low-income and disadvantaged households from across the state to access solar and energy storage. This is one chunk of the $5.5 billion being deployed nationwide as part of the Environmental Protection Agency's Solar for All program. Over 40 partners, from municipalities and tribal governments to nonprofits and labor stakeholders, helped to craft and support this proposal, and public comment will continue to inform how it takes shape. The details of fund usage are still being finalized and negotiated, but are likely to include new and expanded incentives for residential solar and storage, technical support for cooperatively owned solar, enabling households, resident-owned communities, tribal communities, and community-based organizations to participate in solar energy ownership without barriers of home ownership or rooftop suitability, as well as a new solar and energy storage program focused on serving low-income and disadvantaged households, which will utilize competitive bidding and align with the energy assistance programs that already exist to minimize electricity bills and build energy resilience for those who can most use the relief. These programs are expected to enable an estimated 38,000 low-income and disadvantaged households to access solar in our state, and includes proposals to strengthen Maine's workforce, assist with siting and permitting, and more. Overall, the state says that these programs are, quote, designed to equitably accelerate the deployment of solar and energy storage to benefit Maine's most vulnerable households, delivering energy savings, a cleaner environment, and high-quality jobs, end quote. Those working in the field expect this funding to be transformative, and as interest in solar grows and barriers posed by income and interconnection become even more apparent, it comes as a welcome investment to build equity in to our state's energy transition. Learn more by visiting the website of the Maine Governor's Energy Office and searching for Solar for All. Full funds are expected to be received no later than the end of September. Do you have a story to share of climate solutions in your community? We'd love to hear from you. Write into the station. And as always, this has been Climate and Community, with a Climate to Thrive on WERU-FM. We're here every Thursday morning at 8:30. Thanks for listening.